Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. It is 1:30 PM on December 5th, 2023. In time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Wolf, President of the Commission. Here today, we have Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President, Mr. Tony Olson, Secretary, Scott Jones, Chief Financial Officer, Colin Willenbrock, General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
Yes, Commissioner. Item 4D, add places, amended report and Exhibit A on consideration to pre-qualify as bidders for electrical line work for the district during 2024.
Thank you. Comments from the public is item 3 on the agenda, and that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial star 9 if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silence separate from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Would you now stand and join me for the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, comments from the public? Do we have any comments from the public?
We do have one online, Gayla Schumay.
Okay. Hey, welcome, Gayla.
Thank you. Nice to see you all. I've been gone for a couple of months, so it's nice to be back, and I'm trying to catch up with things. I just wanted to congratulate you on the grant that Sherry Miller was talking about, the Community Tree Planting and Mitigating Heat grant. I realize it's not a large grant, but I think I want to compliment the PUD for requesting the grant and receiving it. It seems to me that that's one of the easy things that we can do to address the climate change issues, and that tree planting is positive in so many different ways. And I do hope that some of the trees that you do support planting would be in either parks or areas close to low-income areas. And it seemed to me that that's kind of what Sherry was saying. It's often during really hot times when people in low-income areas have no trees to support their living in a better kind of situation. So keep going on this. And I like the idea that customers can donate to a fund to keep it going over time. And I just want to congratulate you on that grant and that project. I'm just very proud that you're doing it. Thank you so much. Again, Gayla Schumake from Edmonds.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else?
We do not.
Okay. So we'll move on to the consent agenda, including approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of November 21st, 2023. In awards, professional services contracts and amendments, Consideration of certification and ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. Consideration to pre-qualify contractors as bidders for electrical line work for the district during 2024 as amended. Call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any questions or comments from the public regarding the consent agenda?
There are none.
Mr. Olson, do you have any?
I have no question.
I have done it.
And I haven't done either. So are there any other questions or comments?
Yes.
Okay, I'll call for a vote. Please vote aye or nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Now we'll enter a public hearing of the proposed 2023 Integrated Resource Plan. I'll now convene a public hearing on the proposed 2023 Integrated Resource Plan. Garrison Marr is available right here to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Do we want the prior presentation?
I do not.
I think we'll world that it's worth it.
I think that we are too. All right, so are there any comments from the public regarding the proposed 2023 Integrated Resource Plan? No?
There are no questions.
You should also.
I have none, no.
Okay. I have none either. Are there any other questions or comments from the commissioners? A call for a motion to continue the public hearing on the proposed 2023 Integrated Resource Plan.
I move the public hearing on the proposed 2023 Integrated Resource Plan be continued to Tuesday, December 19, 2023 at 1:30 p.m. at 2320 California Street in Everett, Washington.
All right, so now after this proposed motion, do we need a vote?
We do.
Yes. That's right, it's not in our script.
Not in our script.
Anyway, please vote aye if you approve this motion to move the public hearing to December 19th. To continue the public hearing on the proposed 2023 Integrated Resource Plan. Vote aye if you approve, nay if you don't.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Right, now, now I have a motion on public hearing in action. Consideration of a resolution adopting the 2024 budget for Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County, Washington. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Thank you. I was not on the record.
Thank you. Okay. Please vote aye if you approve the 2024 budget.
Actually, Commissioner Wolf, can you start at the top of page 7?
We have the public hearing.
You have to convene the public hearing.
Well, I didn't do number 6 yet. We were just doing number 6. Resolution. We have a motion. A motion to approve. Okay, thank you. Sorry. Must have been that now. I'll now convene a public hearing. Sarah Bond is available to answer any questions and provide a prior presentation if necessary. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution?
There are not.
Oh, I have to redo that. Yes, you may come up, Mr. Kibir, if you have a question.
My name is Stephen Kingler. I'm a resident of Edmonds. I have one question, and I don't mean to surprise the commission with the question. Regarding residential customers for the PUD, I'd like to know, either by percentage or by an actual count, of the residential customers for the PUD, what number or what percent are getting some sort of financial help to pay their utility bills? I can take the question offline if it's more appropriate. Thank you.
Scott, you.
Yeah, we'll be happy to take that back. That's data that we have, and we'll formulate an answer for you and get it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Scott. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
I do have a comment. I am prepared to address the resolution as presented to us this afternoon. And I do, it is adequate in terms of the two actions that are necessary in terms of waiving our executive limitation for -6 with regard to financial planning. And what I would like before we take action on this resolution to ask my commissioners, fellow commissioners, if they are interested in committing to the board in Q1 2024 to take up and revisit this particular executive limitation, which I believe was put in place 18 years ago, a number of years ago, and it clearly does not reflect the realities of today. And I believe it is, the onus is on us to acknowledge that and to work with staff to go back in and identify some measure or that represents today and include that when we update our policies, our governance policies. So I guess I'm looking for commitment from my fellow commissioners to do that before we take action on this resolution.
Yeah, I can go into that. I think that, you know, when I look at the policy, inflation really isn't accounted for. So it was done during a time of low inflation. Even the policy, but we're in different times right now. It's important to address.
Yes.
And I agree to do it in the first quarter.
All right, thank you.
How would you like the resolution to read after it's?
No, I propose that we adopt the resolution presented to us. It is more than adequate and identifies the two actions that are being taken to address the near term issues with the financial planning, and that we, as a part of this discussion, we on record are committing to taking this up in Q1 2024. It's incumbent upon the board to take some action, policy action on this. So it doesn't in any way modify this resolution.
Okay. Yes, I agree. Do we need to vote on that? Is that a motion?
I don't. Did you ask Commissioner Logan?
Those are just comments from Commissioner Olson. So you'd ask Commissioner Logan if he has comments. Then the current motion for approval of the resolution is still on the table for consideration.
Yeah, I agree that we should look at it in the first part. We will look at it in the first part.
Yes, I'm ready to take action on the resolution as presented.
Yes. You've been thoroughly briefed on the budget, so I appreciate the opportunity for another chance to look at it, but I'm really proud how staff took a hard pencil to it. I know that's challenging.
That's tough.
And so yeah. I can tell this was a hard one to do.
Okay. Are there any other comments or questions on this?
I have none.
Okay. We'll close the public hearing and call for a vote. Please vote aye.
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 Aye. The resolution is passed. We're down. Let's see. Now, consideration of a resolution amending the district's pilot small distributed generation rate schedule. Call for a motion.
I move approval.
Now convene a public hearing. Peter Dallenhauer is available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Do you have any desire from the previous presentation?
I do not.
I don't need to see it again.
Well, we've had quite a bit of presentation already, so Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution?
There are not.
Okay. So, do you have any further questions or comments?
No.
There you go.
Okay. So we'll close the public hearing and call for vote. Please vote aye if you approve and nay if you don't.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now, items for individual consideration. Did I say?
That's correct.
Yeah. Items for individual consideration. Consideration of a motion accepting the financial planning and budgeting monitor report for call for motion.
I move acceptance.
Sarah Bond is available to answer any questions.
Hi, oh, there you are.
She's back there to answer any questions regarding the monitoring report.
Hi.
Any comments from the public on this monitoring report?
There are not.
Commissioner Olson, do you have any?
I have no comment.
No.
And I have none either. There being no further questions or comments, I'll call for the vote. Please vote aye if you approve, nay if you do not.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now, the CEO General Manager's report will be given by our CFO, Scott Jones. Are there any reports?
A couple, yeah, please note I am not on our road. The, John's traveling today and I'm filling in for him. A couple of updates from our customer service side. One thing to note, they're very busy the week after Thanksgiving. It's that holiday, and the week after is a particularly busy time for our customer service folks. And so we saw about a 35% increase in the activity early that week. That's not uncommon. We answered about 78% of those calls in 30 seconds or less, and had a service level of 96%. So that's a nice kudos to them on the heels of a very busy week. From Energy Services, we are tracking about 140% of the Energy Independence Act target. It's a nice number, and a portion of that can be used for future periods. That group, of all of the tumultuous budget year that we've had, they are almost exactly on budget too, which many kudos. Just a note on the weather, Wednesday, November the 29th had freezing temperatures. That actually gave us an opportunity to test some systems. We had to halt disconnections for non-payment for 24 hours because of the weather, but it did give us a chance to test some of the global alert technology that we've got, which actually applies to the heat and the cold advisories both. But it was nice, it improved the speed of the information getting out, and it also gave us a chance to test the whole process for AMI. So those are the updates. Jeff, I'll put you on the spot. Do you have an answer on that earlier question you want to interject real quick, or should we wait?
Answer? If the question you were asking, Mr. Keeler.
Jeff, if we don't mind. I don't want to put you on the spot, but if we have a chance to answer it, since it's a public meeting, let's do it.
Yeah, so Jeff Feinberg, Senior Manager of Energy Services and Customer Innovations. And I actually was hoping to clarify your ask. So, were you asking how many of our customers are on our income qualified rate discount or receive assistance of any kind on their billing?
I want to answer Stephen Keeler, Edmonds resident. I want to answer your question. I guess both. Because I don't quite understand the mechanisms that customers, residential customers, can look to for help in paying their bill. Either as a percent or as an actual count. Could you answer both? I would appreciate an answer to both. If you're unable to, and I can appreciate why you might not, perhaps either one if you can.
So we can provide the specific data later. I would say on average, we have about 13,000 different customers that are on our rate discount at any given month. There are always customers coming on and coming off. And so typically on average, it's about 6.5 to 7 million a year in assistance that goes to those customers with reduced retail revenue. But then there's some other mechanics involved too. There's the federal LIHEAP program, which we support. And those aren't our dollars, but we help that program and make sure that administration comes here. But I can get some of those different data points and I can bring that back here.
That's fine, Jeff.
I just want to make sure I understood that.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks for the clarification. We'll follow up with a little more, Mr. Keogh.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to commission business. Do you have anything more to talk? Okay,
no,
so we'll move on to commission business, commission report. Commissioner Olson, do you have
any? I have no report.
Commissioner Bolton?
I have no report.
The main thing that I wanted to tell you is that I had a wonderful day with our general manager and Brenna White. Out in the field visiting the mayors of Mount Lake Terrace, Briar, and Lenoir. It was just very informative, and it pointed out to me that's in my district of the PD, although we're not limited to those districts, but it was fascinating to me to see the diversity among these three. Lenoir provides, well, they're 5% of our population, and they provide 20% of our tax base for the county, as you can imagine, with Alderwood Mall and other things. So that was fascinating. And then we went to Little Briar, where they have, I think, maybe 7,000 residents. And it was very interesting to see how different they are. They like Briar the way it is, and they don't want to change it. And they are very happy. So that was a very interesting day. And I really appreciated the time that Brenda and John gave. So, any other reports from you? Okay. So, we'll move on to the commissioner event calendar. Commissioner Olson, do you have any changes to the calendar?
No.
Commissioner Logan, any changes?
Yes. Tomorrow, I believe, I'll be going to the PPC Fuel.
All right. I probably will too. I usually do. I have to check on that.
Do you want to attend? I sent the email out. If you want to attend, I'll register you today.
Oh, thank you. That would be, I do like to attend those. Thank you.
That's Zoom.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Please.
Yeah.
Please send it to me. Well, I'm sure I received it. I just haven't opened it. Thank you.
All right. So, thank you both. Now, moving on to the Treasury budget forecast and major project status report for October. Sarah Vaughn is available to answer any questions regarding the report. Commissioner Olson, do you have any questions or comments on the monitoring of the major project status report?
Perhaps you could turn to Commissioner Logan, and I had some notes, but I need to go through them.
I don't have a question, just a comment or observation. You know, when you look at the day's cash on hand, actual versus required, you can see that we were starting to get very, very low, very, very close to those equaling each other. It looks like we've started a little ways out of that, almost total. So, nice work. It is interesting how we caught up on some of that revenue. To offset some of the expenses we did earlier in the year.
Okay, thank you. Now, about the October 2023 district performance dashboard. Commissioner Olson, do you have any questions or comments?
Yes, just comments. Our customer service work is good. It's stats going in the right direction. And I know that there are a lot of challenges there. I'm not understanding all of the what's behind the safety stats or the chart. And I don't know if there's anyone here that can address that for me or.
Is there one in particular, Commissioner Olson?
Well, it just seems like in some instances we're losing ground and others we're staying static.
Are you talking about the reported injuries in the
yeah.
The top left?
The intent is to reduce, are we reducing our number of injuries, reported injuries, and we're kind of, I don't know if that's so cyclical in terms of time of the year.
It is a little bit. I'll make a quick comment, and if others want to jump in, they can. There's a couple of things there. We've kind of wrestled a little bit with that graph, because you'll notice that just a couple of injuries will make that graph kind of spike a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that graph looks pretty sensitive. I think on balance, if you look over the last couple of years, our vehicle incidents have been on a pretty good trend line down. Our reportable injuries have ebbed and flowed a little bit. We're more active in the summer sometimes just because of the work that we're doing, so we're more susceptible then. And sometimes an increase in storms and storm work will play into that as well. So cyclical to some extent, but also depends on the nature of the work that's happening at the time. But on balance, I think our safety group has done a really, really good job over the last couple of years.
I wasn't indicating that they were.
Yeah, no.
I just needed, and now that you told me the scale of the graph, I can see.
Oh, and I know you weren't, Commissioner Olson, but they just gave a lot of shout outs today, but giving them a shout out, we've been, I think, over the last 24 months or so on a generally good trend line for both personal and vehicle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was also interested in those two graphs, and I noticed that March and April were the months that had the fewest vehicle accidents. And as you say, perhaps weather is a factor there. We have good weather in April, May. So it went from 3 to, as you say, 5. So a couple of accidents can really skew that.
No, it can. And it, you know, one slip, trip, and fall walking through someone's yard, or one dog bite, or something like that, you know, will play into it as well.
I think the challenge for me with this graph, and I think for the intended audience of the graph is probably perfect, but for me, not remembering the context. So if we're looking at 10 years of data, I mean, I expect data to go up and down, so I just don't know. My guess is it goes like this, and we're a lot lower.
Well, I happen to know who puts this together.
I bet you know somebody.
So we might be able to play around a little bit with the graphs to give you some more broader context. I think
that might help.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, Scott, this is Jason coming to y'all from the ceiling again. But I appreciate the question and the response that everyone has given. And, you know, I will say safety is one area where we never get there. There's always opportunity for improvement, and you know, we can't become complacent in our push to really reduce and eliminate at-risk behaviors. This year we have been a little bit up on, you know, the number of injuries and vehicle accidents, and you know, that's going to be a big focus for us, as it has always been going forward, but just a renewed focus there this coming year. And, you know, and I will say to your point, Commissioner Logan, if you do look back over, you know, like a 10-year history, you know, we are still way down compared to where we were 10 years ago. So that's a good thing, but there's also still opportunity, and we just got to continue to push to improve our safety culture and eliminate those at-risk behaviors so that really we can get to a place where no one's getting injured.
Thank you, Jason. Really appreciate that.
I did have one more observation on that. A system, safety, or whatever they're called. And those system availability, is it 100% or 99 point something, is a good story to tell. And then the instances of outages, like 1% of our customers have experienced more than 6 outages in the last 12 months, a nano percent. Just an observation.
It looks like maybe we still have to work hard on encouraging customers to use the self-service tools, if I'm reading it correctly, right? Do you have any more comments?
I do not, Commissioner.
Either of these matters? members.
I have no more.
Okay, we'll move on to consideration of election of commission officers for the year 2024. I'll open it by asking if you have any thoughts or questions.
Is that the procedure that you would like to do, is nominations, or I do have some thoughts. For my commissioners' consideration of the board seats for 2024, Sydney Logan, president, Tanya Olson, vice president, Rebecca Wolf, secretary, or I put that up for discussion.
Do you have any comments about her suggestion or your thoughts?
I would be fine being president.
Okay. I just want to say I really enjoyed serving this year. It's been a joy. I have not missed any meetings or been late for any meetings, and I've learned a lot because it takes a little practice, even if you have a script. So I've made a few mistakes, but I think I hope I've improved.
Absolutely.
So that is a motion.
I did not put it on the table as a motion. I could certainly do that if you want.
Do you want to make a motion?
I will make a motion that board officers for calendar year 2024, Sydney Logan, president, Tanya Olson, vice president, Rebecca Wolf, secretary.
Do you have a second? I guess it's automatic.
It's just a nomination.
Yeah. All right, so I will second.
There's a motion on the table.
Yeah,
I believe we need to take a vote.
I'll second.
We need to vote then.
Okay, so all in favor, please say aye.
And aye.
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner.
Okay. Going on to governance planning, congratulations. Governance planning, Commissioner Olson, do you have any changes to the committee?
Well, I'd certainly like to add revisiting the executive limitation, and I don't remember the number, put that sometime in the first quarter. And that, the board is committed to doing it, so I'd like to get that. And based upon, I would assume staff would write the timing because there's work that staff has to do.
Yeah, Commissioner Olson will be happy to come back with some suggestions based on new world we're in versus 18 years ago.
Mr. Logan, do you have any?
I don't have anything else to add to the schedule.
I move to the vote.
There's no vote, it's just
acclamation. It's just acclamation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so those are approved. Governance planning, Commissioner Olson, do you have any changes to the calendar?
Well, I was ahead of myself. My previous comment does relate to the governance planning calendar.
This one would be the proposed 2024 governance planning calendar.
Why can't I can't put it on there?
You can. I just wanted to make sure we were.
I want to get my way. I added it to the wrong calendar, so my apologies. I would like to suggest that the board do include the commitment that we made to add it to be scheduled.
Okay.
Quarter one.
Thank you.
So, do you have any changes?
I don't have any other changes besides Commissioner Olson's change.
And I have no changes. So we'll move on to the proposed 2024 governance planning calendar. Commissioner Olson, do you have any changes to the proposed 2024 governance planning calendar?
That's the calendar we just
did that one.
Oh, I just did
it's
that.
It's confusing because we have
good morning.
Planning calendar.
Good morning. We do.
Once a year we do.
Oops. Wait a minute. Okay. Is there any further business to come before the board?
I have none.
I have none.
Neither do I. Very good. Stella, what is that?
That was me.
Good morning. It is 2:04 p.m. and the meeting is now adjourned.